We're here on KSOM as we continue to preview the upcoming track and field season, talking out ACGC boys track with the head coach for the Chargers, Cody Matheson. And coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a new season?
Oh, we're really excited. You know, every season, I think everybody starts off the year really excited and wants to build off what they did. And I think based off of our roster that we have coming back and seeing a lot of growth from that year to year from 24 to 25, I think that's exactly what we should be. We should be excited for what we got coming up and the opportunities we have in front of us.
What does the overall numbers look like coming into the year?
Right now we have 41 kids on the roster.
Wowzers.
Which is a really good number for a 1A program. You know, kind of just looking at our upperclassmen, we have Ashton Zakuchia, who's a senior. We got Michael Fuller, who's a senior. Gavin Sloss, another one of our seniors. And then we have Eli Madsen, who's our fourth senior. Jathan South and Mason Wall, our last two seniors. We got six seniors. And I couldn't tell you off the top of my head exactly how many sophomores we have. I'm looking at it, kind of glancing at it right now. So, you know, six out of our 41. So, you know, kind of, you know, underclassmen laden type junior through senior numbers class. But, you know, the seniors are all going to bring something really something to the table there, and our junior class is really going to complement those guys, and we have some other underclassmen in there, sophomores and freshmen, who are really going to be able to step up and have probably bigger roles than most sophomores and freshmen do as well. So we're really looking forward to some of the guys, and may look a little bit different than we did last year, but I think you're going to see kind of the same similar ACGC team you've seen in the last probably 4 or 5 years as well.
Well, I imagine with so many kids, it'll give you some competition in your relays. I mean, you had a lot that made it, five different relays that made it to state a year ago, the 4x1, the shuttle, the 4x2, the 4x4, the 4x8. So what's your thought process on how you're going to approach the relays this year? Is there any one relay you think is stronger than the other?
That's a really good question. That's a lot of conversations we even had, you know, kind of immediately at the end of the year. And those conversations became even more impactful, I think, in the last probably 8 weeks as we saw and start doing some more, you know, testing and seeing numbers and seeing where kids are at in the weight room. And I think year in and year out, a lot of kids have their most just physical maturity from their sophomore year to their junior year. I think we always see the biggest improvements, the biggest jumps there. Some kids maybe who do it at an earlier age go from their freshman to sophomore year, but I think overall, on average, it's that, again, that 10th to 11th grade, jump. But and our 11th graders have a very good base in regards to just depth, and a lot of guys who have experience. You talk about experience from pretty much those upperclassmen. You know, Jathan South was on that shuttle hurdle team that unfortunately got DQ'd, but three of the four guys are back. And I think we found our fourth guy that, surprisingly, I know this may sound absolutely crazy, but, you know, we have that phrase and we talk about it as tradition doesn't graduate. And that's one thing that we try to preach into our kids is it doesn't matter who we have on the roster. We've shown it from the past, you know, we're going to plug guys in and we're going to try to be better than who we were the year before. You know, Trayton Schneider was 110 high hurdler for us last year as a state qualifier. He graduated. And obviously, you know, you have one of your guys graduate, senior graduate, you think, okay, who are they going to find? You know, what are we going to do? Who are we going to get find? And we've kind of just already early in the season, we've actually ran a faster shuttle hurdle than we did last year at the indoor meet. So, we had three of those four guys back. Tate Fever, high hurdler, had never high hurdled. He ends up being a finalist and makes the top eight and getting fifth place at the high hurdles at the Iowa State indoor. Granted, you know, you go over five hurdles, you still got to go over five more for the 110 highs, but it's a really good start. It's a good base. That 4x1 ran almost a second and a half faster than we did last year. Three of them are juniors. Eli Madsen was the only lone senior that ran in that event. You got the 4x2 we haven't ran yet, but again, not going to look much different on some of the names that we see in some of our sprint relays. Kate Sorensen ran you know, the open 60 at the indoor and made finals. He was our biggest jump that we've seen. Some of our sprinters, he's going to really help out. He ran on that 4x1 as well at Iowa State, the 4x4, you know, as anchored. That was the third place team last year. Eli Mattson's back. He's gone 50 flat, or just a little bit, a few tenths over that. He's ran one of the fastest 400 so far to date at this early part of the year. We have a freshman who, you know, was running in that 4x4 as well, Dean Vale. He ran a 52, I think, 7 open 400 as a freshman, which is a really good start to the season for us. But, you know, you got Joe Crawford's back, who was on that 4x1, 4x2. You got, you know, Tate Fever, Breckin Schneider, and Jathan South back on that shuttle hurdle team. Where else? That 4x2 had Eli Mattson and Joe Crawford, as I stated, or back there. We're at the 4x8. Only bring back Gavin Sloss. So he's going to be kind of that leader of the pack, of that upper, the old lone senior in that mid-distance, long-distance. Throwers last year, you know, Michael Fuller was a discus thrower, qualified for state. He is back. He's gone 48 feet in the shot put as well, which is a really good start. What else am I missing here? Mason Wall will be our kind of our other leader in the discus ring. Him and Jack Sheeter will probably be our top two and three shot putters. So they're both kind of similar. Mason's got the would be the leader in the clubhouse right now for that number two spot. And then so kind of, you know, you got to go through, and there's a lot of depth and a lot of iron sharpens iron mentality. And these kids really can't take a day off, because I really truly believe, like, across the board, our mid-distance, long-distance, and our sprinters, there's probably 8 or 9 guys that are all the same. You could really plug in different guys here and there, really not see a drop-off. So that's really exciting, and it's not just, you know, below-average guys. They're high-level performers, and it's going to make things really fun, because they're really going to push each other in practice and meets, and they're really competitive mindset and growth mindset type individuals. So I really can't complain of where we're at right now, but I can't make an opinion of where I want to be, because it's still only March and a lot of things could happen between now and May.
Well, there's a lot to unplug on what you just said there. So let's start a couple of things. Number one, your 4x1 last year, you said you've already run a second faster. Well, that would have gotten you into the finals a year ago, because you missed it by 0.06 seconds, finishing in ninth place, just off the medal stand. You lose 3. Your 4x2 finished third place last year. So, you know, what do those sprints look like in terms of this year, you know, getting those teams? Obviously, you're already faster this year than you were last year.
Yeah, at this point, not at the end. We went 44-1 in the indoor, which is a really good start, because everyone's running curves, and we obviously know that you're not going to have 4 guys that are all curve runners. So it's really finding that who's going to be our straightaway and who's going to be our curve guys. So to see our time, you know, our end, Lance Bundy did not run our 4x1 at the indoor last year, which he ended up being our 4x1 guy at the end of the year. But to be at 44-1 right now with 3 juniors, that was Joe Crawford, that was Cade Sorensen, that was Brexton Schneider, and then Eli, who's our returner. So Brexton and Cade were new there. And so, obviously, we really liked what we had there. We're still going to be moving guys around. I don't know if that's the final 4x1, because it's March again, and state track is the last weekend of May. Long time to figure things out there. And then that 4x4 as well. You know, Eli is going to be who Eli is. He's going to still be that same guy, hopefully a little bit faster. We ran Dean Vela on there, that freshman that I spoke of earlier, who went 52 in the open. So we know what his open times are, and we've seen that. And then we ran Tate Fever, who was a 400 hurdler for us. He's about a 52nd 400 hurdler. As well as a higher hurdler who's in our state qualifying shuttle hurdle the last 2 years. So he's performed at that meet, at the state meet last 2 years. And then Luke Brinks was our other 4x4 individual. He was actually on the 4x4 as well last year. So there's some guys who are new, but in those relays, 2 of our 4 guys are back who performed there. So, you know, them being there in that moment is something that's going to be huge. But for them to also, you know, be experienced and be there will really, you know, go a long ways in those sprint events, no matter what they run.
Yeah. In the field event, you mentioned Mike Fuller. He finished second last year in the discus, so obviously he's wanting to get to the top of the podium. What do you see from him and what he has to do to get there?
You know, Mike, he's much stronger right now than what he was a year ago. Last year he was wrestling at 190. This year he wrestled 215. So his strength is here a little bit earlier in the season. You know, hence why he was a 43-foot PR last year as a junior to a 48-foot PR to start the season already. You know, he was a 45-footer as a freshman, a 46-footer as a sophomore, and then had that junior year slump there. But, you know, he cut a lot of weight for wrestling and just never really got his strength back. And it started coming on later on at the end of the year. But this year he's starting off, you know, probably about 220 right now in weight. Got a little bit more mass behind those throws. So really done a good job in the weight room the offseason. You know, shot put, there's a lot of technique things that go in there. In discus, there's a lot, probably more things that can go wrong in discus than can go right. You know, so there's a lot of different things that we really just need to tune up and just continue to build that confidence. And, you know, you could have, it really could come down to, you know, you can do everything right and just have a bad release, and that can be a bad throw. So when you've got all those moving parts together in discus for Mason and Michael, you know, it just takes one throw for it all to click, and that's really what it takes, and that's what it comes down to. So, you know, I could sit here and tell you what he needs to do better, but at the end of the day, it just takes one, just like in baseball or, you know, softball, it just takes one pitch, right? And that could change the whole entire game and complex of what goes on. And that's, you know, you can go scratch, and all of a sudden, boom, pop one off, and that could be your only throw, and then make finals and go scratch, and that one throw be a state champion throw. And it just takes one to put it all together. So, you know, it just takes consistency and just time and just putting the effort in it daily and the frustration. You're going to have more frustrating throws than you are going to great throws. So, you know, you just got to stay level headed and again, put one foot in front of the other, just keep marching and focus on getting 1% better every day. So that's something that I think is going to be big for our throwers in those aspects.
Yeah. You just hope that you get a good throw on state qualifying night, good enough to get you in the state. And once you get to state, you just hope it all comes together. And I've seen it happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Any jumpers? What do you got for jumpers coming into the season?
Well, obviously we graduated Lance Bundy, who was a state champion high jumper for us last year. You know, he was a really good piece for us, excuse me, in other relay events as well. You know, we got Jathan South, I think, is going to step in and has not high jumped. We kind of just started with him. He's got natural abilities. We've seen his athleticism on the football field and on the basketball court through the winter. And I think just based off raw ability, he was kind of the guy that we felt could be that person. And we're really seeing really big strides for him. Obviously, somebody who's never done it before is really starting to see a lot of, you know, success early in regards to just practice, starting to build that confidence. I believe he might be, I think we're going to try to long jump him. But right now it's just, he's our lone high jumper. And then long jump, we got some kids from last year who have jumped, Brexton. I don't know if we'll long jump him, but I've got some, you know, freshmen, I think based off looking at last year's stuff and some things they did that's, can really, you know, help out. I don't know if we're going to have any potential state qualifier long jumpers, but, you know, you never know what you're going to find. You know, there might be some kid who is that fifth or sixth 4x1 guy that all of a sudden's like, you know what, I'm going to try this. And all of a sudden you find something. And that's really what track is, honestly, Chris. And sometimes you just, you know, stumble upon somebody who's really good something and you find out, wow, you know, we got something here. And sometimes that's going to happen. And we see it happen every year, you know? And so for it to be a top three or a state championship team, you got to have surprises and you got to have events that end up being surprises. You got to score points that are going to be surprises that you didn't anticipate to score. So Based off our depth and our numbers, I'm hoping that we have some surprises this year too.
Yeah, you never know. I've seen kids being thrown into events that they never thought they would be good at, and suddenly they're in the state tournament competing in that event. So you're absolutely 100% right. You never know what can happen, things change in the track and field season in a blink of an eye. Coach, really appreciate your time here on our preview, and we look forward to following your Chargers from now all the way to the Blue Oval. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Chris. Thanks for having us.
Cody Matheson, head coach for ACGC Boys Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.